it's your turn to cry over me. Every road has its turning. That's one thing you're learning. What a fool I used to be. But I found twice just a little bit bluer. I found a heart just a little bit truer. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me.
Knox told me there was somebody who wanted to meet me out front. Normally, I would have told him to get lost, but it seemed pretty obvious this wasn't a request. So, you're the new blue on the case, right? A PI. God. My old man must be getting pretty desperate if he's resorted to hiring a back alley bloodhound. Still, the last blue on the case was entirely incompetent. So was the one before that. And the one before that. So I wouldn't exactly call your competition stiff. You got a card or something? I've never heard of you. But I guess you've never heard of me either, right? Good. You're not from around these parts, are you? It's not hard to tell. It's the eyes. Around here, people only have two kinds of look in their eyes. Cutthroat ambition and wealthy contempt. Even through all the smoke, the haze, the booze, it's always the same. But you don't have either of those. You have justice. Or naivety. Yeah. I think it's naivety. Mine. See, I always got told my eyes were trouble. I think it's because people look into them and see whatever they want to see. Do you mind if I smoke? Thanks. So, what do you want to know about my sister? That sounds about right. You're not going to get much information out of the old man. He's bankrolling this entire goose chase, and yet he treats her like a ghost. Whenever we talk, I'm not even allowed to say her name. Though it's not like I speak a lot to dear old dad anyway, so. My sister was always the good kid. I was present, accounted for. To my parents, that was about it. I don't know. Maybe it was a self-fulfilling prophecy that I ended up here. But I don't believe in all that bread and butter anyway. Self-pity doesn't fill your glass or your stomach. Anyway, a few years ago, Dad gets laid off from the car dealership he's working at. I'm doing odd jobs, but Mom's sick and Jeannie just graduated high school. Someone needed to provide, or would end up out on the street. So, a friend of a friend told me about this club. The Birdcage. What a fucking ironic name now. They said there was good money to be made, as long as you were smart. Not book smart, but street smart. You know, the smart you can only get by dealing with people you really don't want to be dealing with. I knew I could handle myself okay, and we needed the money. I would say I didn't have any other choice, but I had plenty. Just none that paid that much that fast. Like I said, self-fulfilling prophecy. I guess I got lucky, all things considered. I had a good set of pipes, and the owner, she ended up taking a shining to me. It meant I could serve and sing, and I didn't need to entertain any Jennies. You know what a Jenny is, right? Thank God. I had to explain it to the last blue that was in here. He kept getting redder and redder and explaining that it was Vice's problem, not his. I think the owner gave me special treatment because she didn't want to see anybody else's hands on me. Anybody's other than hers, at least. She used to call me her dove. What a fucking corny line. And I thought I was so slick, but I fell for a hook, line, and sinker. The way she spoke to me. The pet names, the reassurances. I never felt seen before like that. Like she was looking at me instead of through me. The only other person to look at me like that was Jeannie. She was the real dove. She was all the best parts that I wasn't. And she always wanted to help provide, even though she had college scholarships lined up out the wazoo. No, she was book smart. But I thought I could protect her. I brought Jeannie here. She had a better voice than me, better by a mile. The owner said she would take her under her wing. No entertaining Johns, just serving and singing. I started having second thoughts, but when Jeannie heard the offer, she insisted she take it. Little did we know, the owner owed some old friends a couple of gambling debts, and she needed a chip that she could use to buy some time when the loan sharks came knocking. And that was Jeannie. One night, we both came to the club. Jeannie told me she had to take a detour. The owner wanted to talk to her about something. I didn't think anything of it. I told her I'd see her after my shift. And that was the last time I saw her. And that was 9 months ago. The owner disappeared the same night. Whether she tailed it or somebody got to her, I don't know. And I don't care. And I'm still here. I stand up on that stage and sing night after night and reduce grown men to weeping, detective. And do you know what I feel? Not a goddamn thing. I think I just became numb to it all after Jeannie disappeared. I didn't even cry at my own mother's funeral. Ain't that a gag? I tried. Believe me, I could put on a show. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. I think if I cried, if I felt, it would be letting go of the guilt. That I'm responsible for this. That I'm the reason why Jeannie's gone. That my mother We'll never know what happened to her. Is that all? Well, at least you PIs are good for something. The blues didn't even sit through my little sob story. Anyway, I think I've taken the floor enough. You look like you want to say something. Yeah. I'm sure you will do your best. What? No. Where the fuck do you get off? What gives you the right? What do you know? What gives you the right to say it wasn't my fault? It was only my fault. I'm the one who brought Jeannie here. I'm the one... No, no. I should have known I was being manipulated. I'm not a fucking dope who thinks 2 cents make a dime. God. You really are naive, huh? I'm fine. I think I'm so used to hurting. I can't feel the hurt anymore. Not really, anyway. Not as sharply as I used to. It's a dull ache now. What can you do? The PI has a bleeding heart. It's like the bad joke on the inside of a Christmas cracker. I've never been asked. There is one thing. But you won't do it. You're not the type. You're too... pristine. Take it as a compliment. It is. I'll look into your eyes, okay? Well, looks like I underestimated you. Those eyes could give mine a run for their money any day. Not here. Come with me. What do you mean, where are we? I mean, it's not the Ritz, but you've been in a bedroom before, right? I said I didn't have to entertain any of the Jennies. I never said I didn't know where the business was being operated. I've been in the club for years. I know all the ins and outs of this place. Sit on the bed. Please. Look, if you want out, you can get up and leave. I'm not gonna stop you. I told you. There was one thing you could do, but you don't have to. Look, I think it's better if I don't explain it. I just... Well, I guess I can't blame an investigator for being investigative. Okay. I can't get it out of my head. The owner's voice calling me her duff. her attentiveness, her obsession with keeping me pure and caged. I told you the name was ironic. I feel like as long as I'm pure, she still has some form of control over me. Subconsciously. God, what kind of psychobabble is that, huh? You're smart, right? Maybe book smart, but smart all the same. So you know what I'm gonna ask you for. And you can either stand up and walk out that door, or you can lift up your skirt and make me impure and help me get rid of the ache. Let me get down onto my knees between your thighs.
It was so good. Oh, we used. We used how I've needed for so fucking long. Thank you. I mean it. Thank you for that. You have to get back. They're gonna notice if we're both gone for too long. Besides, I'm sure I have a few more details I can fill you in on. Just not here. Not now. I'll meet you somewhere safer. Okay? Come on, pull your skirt down. Let's go.